Got to Lose talk show, where knowledge is power and act of knowledge is revolutionary. I'm your host, Sherwood Grant, and we are going to have a nice little piece to start this particular segment out. Always like to leave something positive, or to start the show with something positive. And this was going to be entitled Truly Live. Think of the best possibility. Think of the best possible thing that you could accomplish today. And then ask yourself this. What would be even better? Instead of lowering your expectations to be more in line with reality, raise those expectations and then improve your reality so it matches them. That's a much better choice, and yes, you can most certainly do it. Realize that the best is yet to come. Then get busy and make it happen. What has happened before may be interesting and useful to know about. Yet all of that is in the past. And right now, the world is filled with brand new possibilities. The quality of your life right now depends on how you live it right now. What will you choose to do with such a magnificent opportunity? This is the moment when you can mold life into whatever you would like it to be. Take a deep breath, stand up, walk forward, and truly live all the wonder that is here. Today's show, it's going to be dedicated to a friend of mine that met a transition in life due to diabetes. My friend Larry Lewis had fallen into a diabetic coma unexpectedly, and he did make it. You know, like I say, he made that transition. And I wanted to talk about diabetes for that matter, because I know I initially said in my previous shows that this phase of my show is going to be more about exercise, the fitness, because I already did the nutritional side. But I had to, this really touched me, because he was a good man, and he did a lot of positive things, and he kind of represented all the good people in my life, all the good people that I know that could possibly meet their physical end in this world at any time, because there are so many afflicted with these man-made sicknesses that can be easily addressed by making smart choices, being a little bit more educated being a little bit more diligent. We need to change how we think. We need to change our priorities. We need to seek longevity and vitality. That is going to be the platform of today's show. Because it shouldn't be debatable at this point. No one should be able to debate me or anybody else about the fact of living long and feeling good while they're living. That's life. That's enjoying life. That's how you live. And if we can't get that basic principles, if we can't have those basic principles as a guidance for us, we're really missing out on a whole lot. I'm glad to know that there are a lot of people that understands this. But I know that society poses some challenges to implement a lifestyle that is centered around vitality and longevity. So with diabetes, I'm no doctor, but diabetes is a very easy dis-ease to control, reverse, or cure yourself from. No matter what you feel, what you think, what you have been told, I'm not going to lie to you because I'm not getting paid for this. Diabetes is a man-made disease. And the more you know about it, then the more you can rectify it. So I went online and I said, well, let me get some professional information from the doctors in the medical field. Let me see what the internet has to say regarding diabetes. Because, of course, I have my views and I have reasons for my views. I've seen a lot, I've heard a lot, I've experienced a lot. I've helped a lot of people. So I can share those experiences, but I wanted to get to share some other ideas and thoughts of others. So I did my little research, and I found a couple articles. And I must say, though, that initially I was very disappointed about the information that is out there regarding diabetes. I can see why so many are still sick and so many are still affected by this disease, because a lot of truths are not being told, and there is some conflicting information. But I'm going to share with you about this new research that finds that diabetes can be reversed. And this is by Dr. Mark Hyman, dated August 4th, 2011. Now, he says that he had recently spent a lot of time in the drugstores helping his sister with her journey regarding cancer. And while he was in the CVS's and the Walgreens, there seems to be a large diabetic section that he noticed to help support the diabetic lifestyle. There was the glucose monitors, the blood pressure cuffs, the lancets, the medication, the supplements, and pharmacy magazines that heavily supported the pharmaceutical sales advertising. Patients were encouraged to get their eye checked up, monitor their blood pressure, track their blood sugar, have foot exams, and see their doctors regularly for better management of their blood sugars. All apparently sensible advice for diabetics. But what if type 2 diabetes could be completely reversed? Well, if it wasn't, as we believe, and progressive disease that has to be better managed by our healthcare system with better drugs, surgery, or coordination of care? What if intensive lifestyle and dietary changes could completely reverse diabetes? Well, there was a groundbreaking study that proved type 2 diabetes can be reversed through diet changes And the studies show that this can happen as quickly in 1 to 8 weeks. That turned the perspective on diabetes upside down. Diabetes is not a one-way street. Now, if we have known of a cure, a proven way to reverse this disease, shouldn't we focus our attention on implementing a program to scale this cure? We used to believe that the once cells in your pancreas that makes insulin, the beta cells, that they once they become pooped out, that there are no reviving them, and that your only hope was more medication, insulin. We now know this is not so. Continuing misconceptions about what causes diabetes and our unwillingness to embrace methods known to reverse it have led to a catastrophic increase in this illness. Today, 1 in 4 Americans over 60 years old has type 2 diabetes. By 2020, 1 in 2 Americans will have pre-diabetic diabetes or diabetes. Tragically, physicians will miss the diagnosis for 90% with pre-diabetes or diabetes. From 1983 to 2008, worldwide diabetes incidence has increased sevenfold, from 35 million to 240 million. Remarkably, in the last 3 years, from 2008 to 2011, we have added another 110 million to the diabetes roll call. And increasingly small children as young as 8 have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, formerly called adult onset diabetes. These children are having strokes at 15 years old and needing cardiac bypasses at 25 years old. The economic burden of caring of these peoples with pre-diabetes and diabetes will be $3.5 trillion over 10 years. That's the estimation. Now, if we have a cure, a proven way to reverse this disease, shouldn't we focus on implementing programs to scale this cure? Unfortunately, despite the extraordinary new research, the findings will likely be pushed aside in favor of the latest and greatest pill or surgical technique, because behavior and lifestyle changes is hard. In fact, the right conditions and support, lifestyle diet, and lifestyle changes is very achievable. What did research show? Well, Dr. Hyman continues to say that reversing diabetes can be done in a week. The study entitled Reversal of Type 2 Diabetes, Normalizations of Beta Cell Function in Association with Decreased Pancreas and Liver Triglycerides was exquisitely done. The bottom line, a dramatic diet change. They were using protein shake, low glycemic loads, plant-based, low-calorie diet, but no exercise. A dramatic change in diabetes reversed most features of diabetes within 1 week and all features by 8 weeks. That's right. Diabetes was reversed or start its reversing process in 1 week. Now, this is more powerful than any drug known to modern science, Dr. Hyman continues to say. He said, we know that gastric bypass patients that with rapid changes in diet right after surgery, within just a few days, without significant weight loss, diabetes goes away. Fatty liver heals, cholesterol level plummet. Now, some theorized it was because of changes in the stomach hormones related to the gastric surgery. Others say, including the researchers of this study, surmised that maybe it was just the drastic change in diet. So they went about studying just the diet change without surgery. Now, they studied 11 people with diabetes and compared them to a control group. Through very sophisticated techniques, including MRI imaging, they measured their blood sugar and insulin responses, cholesterol levels, and fat in the pancreas and liver before and after diet changes at 1, 4, and 8 weeks. Now, what they found was revolutionary. The beta cells, the pancreas insulin-producing cells, woke up, and the fat deposits in the pancreas and liver went away. Blood sugar normalized in just 1 week, triglycerides dropped in half in 1 week, and reduced tenfold in 8 weeks. The body's cells became more insulin sensitive, and essentially, in just 8 weeks, all evidence of diabetes was gone, and the diabetic patient looked just like the normal control on all of the testing. While this may be surprising to most, the doctors say he have seen this regularly in his practice. So with focus, strategic, scientifically based nutritional intervention combined with exercise, stress management and sugar, and insulin balancing nutritional supplements, many of his patients completely reversed their diabetes. And the side effect, more energy, better sleep, improved sexual function, and weight loss, which are all good. What most don't realize is that pre-diabetes and diabetes exist on a continuum of both dramatically increase the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, infertility, sexual dysfunction, depression, and dementia. You don't have to get diabetes to be at risk for all those problems. That is why it is important to get your doctor to diagnose pre-diabetes early and implement an intensive lifestyle program to help you reverse it. Now, you may be at risk if you have extra belly fat, have a family history of diabetes, gestational diabetes, are in at risk ethnic groups, Asians, Hispanic, African Americans, Native Americans, Middle Eastern, have high triglycerides or low HDL or have high blood pressure. So if any of these applies to you, or have any other cause for concerns, here's what the doctor said you should do. He said you should first get your doctor to test the following: your glucose, your fasting blood sugar. Then you should look at your triglycerides. They should be less than 150, and the HDL, the good cholesterol, should be over 50, and the triglycerides to HDL ratio should be less than 4. And these seem to be meaningful ranges if you are on no medication. Then you should have a new cholesterol test measured by the size of the cholesterol particles, and is very effective in diagnosing problems with prediabetes early. In fact, this is the only cholesterol test that he said that we should be performing. So he outlined a little program that involved exactly, let's say, eating a low glycemic load, high in fiber, plant-based diet of vegetables, beans, nuts, limited whole grains, and the diet of fruit and lean animal protein. He said also a vigorous exercise, fast walking, running, biking, 30 minutes, four to five times a week, and strength training, 20 minutes, three times a week. And then last, taking a good multivitamin, fish oil, vitamin D or blood sugar, and insulin balancing nutrients. He says to remember that prediabetes and diabetes is not a one-way street, and the solution is not at the bottom of the pill bottle or at the end of the insulin syringe. It is at the end of your fork and in your shoes on your feet. Now, do you think diabetes can be reversed? What methods have you tried to gain control of your diabetes or weight gain? How have those methods worked for you? Why do you think accessible, scalable lifestyle solutions like these that actually reverse chronic illness are not more frequently prescribed in conventional doctor offices? How can we change this? This is something that we should be talking about. I appreciate this doctor's article because he pointed out some very basic things that we all should know. First and foremost, like I say, diabetes is definitely something that is truly affected by our lifestyle choices, choices that we make each and every day. I was speaking of type 2 diabetes because that is something that one is not necessarily afflicted with upon birth compared to type 1 diabetes, which has a lot of what the doctors want to consider a genetic disposition. So in speaking of just type 2 diabetes right now, that in itself can be totally rectified, totally eradicated, totally reversed by diet and exercise. The question is what kind of diet and what kind of exercise is what people should be asking. And this is where there's some conflict. And people are missing the boat as to understanding. Because you always go to a doctor's office or you always get suggestions from people and they say, hey, just eat right and exercise. And it's all relative. You know, what is eating right? I get people say, hey, eating oatmeal and yogurt, doing beans and root vegetation, that's all eating right. And I say, well, let's just think about it. Or let's just talk about it. You know, of course, if you eat those things and if you were eating fast food, fried foods, if you were eating processed foods, canned foods, if you were eating low vibrational foods, of course, eating yogurt and oatmeal and root vegetation and beans, of course that's going to improve your health. If your health decisions on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the best, if your health decision is a negative 8 and you improve them so they are negative 3, of course you're going to feel better. You're not going to feel as bad as you were when you was a negative 8. But a negative 3 ain't nothing to clap your hands about. That's the reality of this. That's the reality of the choices that we make. We tend to, as people, give ourselves a lot more credit than what we deserve. We make piss-poor decisions each and every day. And we want to feel good about them because we say it tastes good, makes us feel good. Those are our personal decisions. And then we've been brainwashed a lot, too, you know, with the TV and radio. We've been also duped by the scientists because they take our taste buds and confuse us by putting all the chemicals in and making our bodies feel good after tasting certain chemicals, knowing good and well that it's very detrimental. Matter of fact, we get all type of signals that even though it tastes good initially, you give it about 30 minutes. Sometimes you don't even need that much time. And you will get the effects that are really not pleasant. And if you are not in tune with your body, you would look over those signals. You would look over the fact that you're coughing all the time, or that you're sneezing, or that your throat is scratchy, or that you've got acid indigestion, that you have a pain, or that your stools are all clogged up, that your nose is running, that you have breakouts, or your tongue is itching. You'll overlook all those signals because you're so focused on how you felt when you first indulged in what you want to call food. Type 2 diabetes can be eradicated by understanding what real food look like, smell like, and taste like, and then therefore eating such. Foods that grow above the ground that has a seed in it, people. I would constantly say this throughout any show, any presentation. Those are the basics that we should understand. These foods, foods above the ground, that the sun shines on, that the water falls on, that breathe clean, fresh air above the ground, they take in the power of the universe, and they are high vibrational foods. Now, whether they are raw, or lightly cooked, or blended with other foods, or whether they are cooked, whether they are electrified by being dried out, whether they ferment, whether they become a nectar, whether they are mashed down into an ash, these are still alkaline live food that the earth produces. And they are the foundation of organic energy for your organic body. You need to really let that sink in. Foods above the ground that has a seed in it is the highest vibration of food known to man. There's nothing else that can compare with such food. Nothing that a man can produce in a chemical kitchen that can compete with nature's God-given, natural, growing food. It amazes me that we let the body off the hook, and we treat material things better than we treat our bodies. What I mean by that if you bought a brand new automobile, 2013, nice and clean, when you get it from the dealer, you drive it off the lot, first place you drive to is the gas station to fill it up. You go into the gas station and you go and get gasoline to put into the gas tank of your new car. And from that point on, you will always put gasoline in the tank of your broken into car. Once you drive it, it was new and it become broken in. So you're always going to put gasoline in it. You're never going to make the mistake and put Kool-Aid, pop, water, milk in the gas tank. Never. If you want your car to run from point A to point B, you know that you need to put gasoline. Now, you may have to decide what grade gasoline you want to put in it, but it's going to be gasoline. Well, that same intelligent being would treat the human body quite less than his material thing. We have no problem with putting things in our system that doesn't cause it to operate, that actually caused it to fail, that actually caused it to become sickly. we inflict disease upon ourselves, some knowingly, some unconsciously, and some don't even care. And it's sake, or for the reason of saying, hey, it just tastes good. Okay, if you do so, then that's fine. That's on you. But every action has a reaction. And we're looking at the millions of people, let's say about 24 million Americans, I believe, that have diabetes, and nearly 6 million don't even know it. And another 57 million are thought to have pre-diabetes, a condition that boosts risk for diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. The numbers are staggering. And no, people ain't not trying to tell you how to take care of this, because it's money into treating diabetes. You got 57 million. I think I add 24 and 57. You got over 82 million people that needs diabetic care. And you have all kinds of devices out here for them to use to test the blood sugar, to test the blood, all this kind of pharmaceuticals that's needed to treat, not cure, not reverse, but to treat the blood sugar levels, your diabetes. Oh, no. Oh, no one's going to tell you how to reverse or cure your diabetes. Why? So much money, stock, into all the products. But I'm here to tell you that there are man-made diseases out here that can easily be reversed, can be cured. But you must first believe. You must first do some of your own research. I get tired of all these individuals that would spend more time on social networks seeing crazy things, or spend more time sitting in front of the TV watching these reality shows with no purpose, than spend a little time, just a little time, improving your health. A little time doing a little bit of investigative work. And it takes me a lot of time to find if there's some cure for diabetes out here. I knew it was. But all you got to do is go online and Google it. Cure for diabetes. Of course, there becomes that issue of what should you believe? Who should you believe? Well, the first person I'm going to believe is anybody talking about curing something. I want to listen to them. We should be through with listening to the individuals that want to tell you you're going to have to be on this drug for the rest of your life. I remember I was speaking to a client. This had to be about, it's early on in my career in the health and fitness industry. It had to be about 9-10 years ago. And they walked through the door and they said, hey, yes, I have high blood pressure. And the doctor said I'm going to be on this high blood pressure pill for the rest of my life. 10 years ago, I looked at them and said, you crazy? High blood pressure for the rest of your life. Due to some inflammation? Due to some mucus buildup? You don't think you can change that? You don't think you can reduce your dosage? And if you can reduce the dosage, you don't think then therefore you can eliminate the use of such drug? Now to this day, it's a well-known fact that you can reduce blood pressure medication to a point that you don't have to take it anymore. But you have to make smart choices. I'm not telling anyone, do not take their drugs. I'm not a doctor. I don't have that authority. But I'm telling everyone to be smart, to be intelligent. Too many people I know, too many people I care about, that are afflicted with these same diseases, but for some reason, they're not motivated enough to make a change. I'm never going to be that preacher down your throat. I may get on my bandwagon today because, you know, I'm really touched by the fact that, you know, good people can meet their end at any point in time. Now, let's talk about some more information I found regarding diabetes. There is another gentleman. He has an excellent website. I love his website, naturalnews.com. He brings a lot of things to the forefront that we should listen to. And one of the things, when I search online, you know, I'm a very conscientious being, I would like to feel. And I don't just believe everything I read. You know, I try to use some common sense, or I definitely use my common sense and some rationale behind it. And I give everything a shot, you know, for the most part. Some things I can identify that definitely way off base, because there's universal laws that I follow, that I encourage people to follow, that you need to understand, first of all, before you can follow them. And Mike Adams at naturalnews.com, he shared quite a few things that I definitely agree with 100%. And there's some things that I don't. And that's cool, you know, but I'm still going to push on some of the information that he shares, and you be the judge. But he was one that was had an obesity problem and had diabetes. And in this article, he says that he personally interviewed patients that were cured of type 2 diabetes in as little as 4 days with Dr. Gabriel Cousins at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Arizona. That's treeoflife.nu. He has a book entitled How to Halt Diabetes in 25 Days, which has helped thousands of people prevent and even reverse diabetes in under a month. Now, like I say, Mark Adams was borderline diabetic himself and suffered from hypoglycemia and borderline obesity at the same time. And he was able to cure his own pre-diabetic condition by doing essentially two things. One, he said, ignoring all doctors and conventional medicinal information. And then two, he said, teaching himself the principles of nutrition through lots of reading. Today, about a decade later, he remains fit, healthy, and athletic. And at age 51, he lifts weight, swims, bikes, and exercises on a regular basis, while carefully choosing foods that will prevent diabetes for a lifetime. So he shared his 5 top secrets for preventing and even reversing diabetes, and I will share those with you today. Secret number 1, stop eating all refined sugars. This means give up all food made with high fructose corn syrup, especially sodas. Or other refined sugars. You got to look at your labels of the foods that you buy. High fructose corn syrup is a no-no. It will destroy your pancreas, people. If you find this is a difficult step, wean yourself off these foods day by day. He said it took him 6 months to finally end his sugar addiction for good. Sodas and high fructose corn syrup have caused 130,000 cases of diabetes. So, weaning yourself from these sugars is always a smart choice. I like to take out the bad and add some good. So, if you have a soda addiction, reduce it. And then implement more water, add some fruit to your water, make some natural fruit water, get some natural, sparkling water. There's a lot of other things that you can do regarding fluids to reduce that soda urge. You got to look at your food and the nutritional content and start making choices that do not have the high fructose corn syrup. Secret number two, ingest large quantities of daily superfoods. He said he consumed at least two daily superfood smoothies made with spirulina, stabilized rice bran, and high-density superfood powders such as Boku Superfoods and Living Fuel. That's at BokuSuperfood.com and LivingFuel.com. And he would blend them with frozen organic fruit, coconut oil, and almond milk. And on top of that, he would take daily chlorella and various Chinese medicine herbs with other high-quality nutritional suppliers. The one he made mention here is DragonHerbs.com. So, large quantities of daily superfoods. So, I agree with the first two. I'm not big on a lot of the supplementation unless you know that you're getting it from a good source. I first want to encourage people to get as many nutrients from food as possible. So, you need to eat with variety. You need to eat live food with seeds that grow above the ground. And you need to get them from good sources. Secret number three, exercise a little bit every day. He said he exercised over 12 hours a week, but that's more than you really need to prevent diabetes. Even just walking 30 minutes a day can have a huge impact on preventing diabetes. The key is to make a daily activity. To make it a daily activity is the key. You got to be active. You can't be a couch potato. You can't sit every day, all day, whether it's at home, whether it's at work. You need to take out some time and utilize that human body as God intended it to be utilized. No other mammal in the world sit around all day but us humans. We do the most sitting than all the animals. You go outside, you see the squirrels running around, you see the birds flying, the fish, you see them always swimming. We are creatures that do a lot of sitting, which is so detrimental to the body, the hips, the knees, the psoas, the IT band. I mean, just so detrimental to the body. So we need to make time to move. All these muscles in the body were created for motion. So, yes, use the unnatural gyms and get going. That's a start. That's a start. Use the natural world to get going. Get out, walk. That's not even exercise. That's just what you're supposed to do because you got legs. Just like you're supposed to talk because you got a mouth. You're supposed to see because you got eyes. You're supposed to walk because you got legs. But you can step it up and exercise, exert yourself, walk a little faster, do a little soft jog, but have a plan, a program. You should never use running to get fit because you should be fit to run. If you can't walk properly, then get into a gym. Go see someone to be able to align your body up properly so you don't have these aches and pains that many complain about. Be active. Get in some sort of program. I know I have many at SherwoodAGrant.com. Quite a few little programs, and I'll be highlighting those, you know, in the new year because I want to see more active people eating better foods. Because they go hand in hand with me. Secret number four, get sunshine or vitamin D. Now, he says that more than 70% of white Americans are vitamin D deficient. Okay? He then also says that that number rises to 97% among African Americans. Latinos are around 80% deficient. Vitamin D deficiency promotes diabetes and cancer and heart disease and kidney disease and immune suppression, so on and so forth. Vitamin D deficiency. If you don't know, now you know that the sun is the best source for vitamin D. Now, even if these numbers are screwed or skewed, they're pretty high. 70% of white Americans vitamin D deficient. How in the world do 97% of African Americans become deficient of vitamin D? The color of our skin allows us to soak up so much vitamin D. But we want to put on hats to hide from the sun. We want to sit out under an umbrella so that the sun don't shine on us. They even program some of you African Americans and people with color to put on some sort of sunblock so that the sun is not absorbed into your body. And then they come up with some crazy excuses to talking about it's cancerous, or that they're the ozone layers and that the rays and the beams and something's going to happen, and if the sun shines on you that you're going to be sick. But right now they says that his secret number four is that you need to get sunshine, get some vitamin D. Are you following me? Get some sun, people. I don't care what color you are. I don't care who you are. White, black, Latino, Asian. Get some sun. Most natural, the most energized power of the whole universe. And you want to go run and get some sunblock or some sunscreen because somebody said that you need protection from the sun. But it's a well-known fact that you get vitamin D from the sun. If you're that afraid of the sun, moderate how much sun you get then. But don't be afraid to be in the sun. Now, I'm going to tell you what he went on to say. He said that if you really want to prevent diabetes, boost your vitamin D levels with either a daily sunshine or a quality vitamin D3 supplement. Now, I'm not promoting supplements for vitamin D at all. For me, I'm not going to do it because I'm going to get the sun. If I have the choice between the two, I'm going to get the sun. And I'll hopefully you that smart too, that you're going to get the sun because it is abundant. Vitamin D deficiencies explain why diabetes is so rampant among African Americans, by the way. This is what he says. He said, do you notice that doctors don't explain any of this to African American patients? He go on to say it's the dirty little racist secret of both the diabetes and cancer industries. You know, I'm a person of color. You know, I am a black man. And I remember growing up as a child playing sports outside all day in the sun with my shirt off. I never knew what a bottle of sunscreen looked like. Didn't have it in my house. Stayed pretty healthy. But you have people of color that will look to people with no color to tell them how to maintain your color. Because the people of no color are the first to run to get sunblock and sunscreen. You don't need that. But I can't understand how did people of color, African Americans, buy into this. Now I can understand if you put it on your skin and you trying to block against the chlorine that you jump into the pools, which is another subject that I'm not going to touch on. I mean, we do so many things that's so detrimental. It's just crazy. So I'm not going to get off track here. Vitamin D, whether you get it from supplement, quality supplement, but I strongly suggest you go out and while you exercising daily, do it in the sun. Get some sunlight. Get some sunshine. Whether it's cold, hot, warm, whatever. Just get out and get some sun. Secret number five. Avoid all processed foods is what Mark says. Avoid eating refined anything. That includes white bread, processed meat, which strongly promotes diabetes, and dairy products. Switch from cow's milk to almond milk. Reduce or eliminate cheese from your diet. If you eat meat, eat only fresh, unprocessed meat. Never eat processed packaged meat because it contains sodium nitrite, a chemical that destroys the pancreas function. This means no pepperoni pizza, no ham, and potato soup, no deli meat sandwiches, and so on. Like I said, if you have a problem with indulging in some of these foods, just learn how to wean yourself off. I'm never one to tell you just to stop anything cold turkey, unless it's definitely detrimental to your health in the next 5 minutes. But if you can, do so. Otherwise, the smart thing is to start to reduce and replace. Reduce and replace. But he hit some things right on the head. Dairy is a big issue. And, man, I love pizza. That's my one indulgence that I take every once in a while that I take responsibility of being conscious about. But I stop putting cheese on my hamburger whenever or if I ever eat those. I do not eat white bread. You can't give it to me. And I will never drink cow's milk just to be drinking it. I'm an almond milk person. And processed foods and these meats, these processed meats, deli meats, no, I can't do any deli meats. No more. I do not do deli meat at all. Pepperoni, scavengers, oh no. These are smart decisions that you can make. And I appreciate these five secrets that Mark shared. Now, to the extent that you can do these five things, you can reverse diabetes yourself. Diabetes is not difficult disease to prevent or reverse because it's not really an affliction that strikes you randomly. It is merely a biological effect of following certain lifestyles, bad food, no exercise, that can be reversed in virtually anyone, sometimes in just a few days. Now, he even interviewed a type 1 diabetic who got completely off insulin by following a raw food diet with daily vegetable juicing. Yes, type 1. And you can read this interview with Dr. Cousins at naturalnews.com, 028-341-diabetes-living-foods.html. The interview will walk your world if you don't know yet that diabetes is easily curable. So, diabetes being nearly 100% preventable, you won't hear that in the mainstream medicine, which ridiculously claim that there is no cure for diabetes because treating diabetes is just too darn profitable, as I made mention. Big Pharma is drooling over the profits potentially of seeing one-third of Americans becoming diabetic by 2005. It will mean hundreds of billions of dollars in annual profits. But people are curing diabetes every day. It's simple and straightforward, And when you cure diabetes, you greatly reduce the risk of heart disease, obesity, cancer at the same time. The thing is, no one will cure your diabetes for you. Sure, the drug companies want to treat you with diabetic drugs, but you have to keep taking those for a lifetime. They don't cure anything. The only real cure can come from you by changing what you eat and increasing your exercise. So many have done it. All you got to do is go out there and do some of the research. Now, I wanted to talk about, because I'm a holistic type guy, and I wanted to talk about some of the natural cures from of diabetes. We talked about type 1, type 2, gestational diabetes, which pregnant women get and sometimes go away after it's unique to pregnant women who experience high blood sugar but do not have a history of diabetes. Often gestational diabetes will subside after the baby is born. But the risk factors that the pancreas secretes insulin to the bloodstream to regulate the level of sugar in the blood and converts sugar into heat and energy. That's what's happening when a person is having diabetic issues. So diabetes is caused by the body's inability to properly use insulin, a naturally occurring hormone secreted by the pancreas in response to blood sugar or blood glucose. Now, it can be caused by too little insulin secreted into the bloodstream or resistance to insulin. And like I say, the causes is poor diet, a virus affecting the pancreas, or some of the genes are passed on from parents that evidently had a poor diet or had some sort of virus affecting the pancreas. So just to talk about some symptoms of the diabetes, excessive thirst, excessive urination, blurry vision, fatigue, fever, persistent hunger, and rapid weight loss. Now, the natural healing options is what I really want to share, because there are a lot of herbs out there that you can use. And once again, to do your research, so grab your pen and write some of these down. Now, I want to also not suggest that you just look for a cure for one particular disease. You know, I look at diseases as there's only one problem, and that is mucus or inflammation or blockage. And so in order to cure all diseases, you need to be able to eliminate the mucus that will eliminate the inflammation, and you need to clear out the blockage. And the only way to do that is a variety of food, and using a variety of food and eating a variety of food, and most definitely implementing herbs into your lifestyle. So the best diabetic herb, according to the research that I found, is a pancreatic herb. It's called Devil's Club. This is a unique herb, and it's a pancreas tonic and a blood sugar regulator. We also have moringa seed, which provides serious nutrition to the pancreas. What else? Licorice root. It's a great granular and hormonal herb that will help normalize the blood sugar levels. You have fenugreek seed, which greatly helps to dissolve hardened mucus in the pancreas area. There's the golden seal root. You have fringe tree bark. And you have, what else we got here that I can share? Guava leaf is also great pancreas tonic and blood sugar regulator. You have bilberry or blueberry. It's also invaluable in healing process to diabetes because this herb is available for the eye health and can improve one's sight. Research from the University of Georgia tested 24 common herbs and spices that discovered that their antioxidants could prevent inflammation associated with diabetes. Cloves and cinnamon both got high rankings. So, cinnamon, ginger, cayenne, cloves are imperative for diabetics, diabetes, because these three herbs in tandem or unison are helpful for the circulatory system. You have juniper berry and uva, ursi, are diuretic herbs that promote passing of water fluid and prevent the need of dialysis, as they promote cleansing the blood in the kidneys. What else we have? We have a wolfberry, a lycii, L-Y-C-I-I berry. Is very revitalizing for the pancreas and stimulating the pancreas. It also revitalizes and invigorates the blood. So there's a lot of herbs out here that individuals can use, even if you feel that their pancreas is not functioning properly. You know, a lot of people with type 1 diabetes, they kind of have the indication that, hey, I got type 1. They've been told that I will never be able to produce insulin. My body can't do it at all. So I'm going to take this little extra time and share information about, can type 1 diabetes be reversed? I have one particular post that shared that type 1 has always been considered permanent until now. The Massachusetts General Hospital researchers, that's Massachusetts General Hospital researchers, have found that insulin production may persist for decades after the onset of type 1 diabetes. What that means is that the pancreas continues to function, according to the study leader, Dr. Denise Fautsman. That's Denise, F-A-U-S-T-M-A-N. And if the pancreas is still functioning, there is hope. In fact, when speaking to her team's discovery, there might be a longer window for therapeutic intervention. Now, this makes sense when you consider what happened in the 2009 documentary, the film called Simply Raw. Film producers invited six Americans with either type 1 or type 2 diabetes to an alternate therapy facility for 30 days where they ate nothing but 100% raw plant-based diet. Everyone in the documentary with type 2 diabetes experienced dramatic reversal of symptoms in just a few short days. And one young man who had confirmed type 1 diabetes reduced his insulin from 70 units down to 5. But the big surprise was Kurt, a young man who had type 2 diabetes and walked away with no symptoms whatsoever. Now, upon further testing, after the 30 days, however, it was revealed that doctors had made a mistake, that Kurt, he had actually defeated type 1 diabetes, for which he had never been diagnosed. Never underestimate the power of food. Now, you can look at this documentary. Like I say, the name of it is Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. It's an independent documentary film that, like I say, has a chronicle of six Americans who had to switch their diet to entirely vegan, organic, uncooked food in order to reverse the diabetes without pharmaceutical medication. The six were challenged in this documentary to give up meat, dairy, sugar, alcohol, nicotine, caffeine, soda, junk food, fast food, processed food, packaged foods, and even cooked foods for 30 days. The film follows each participant's remarkable journey and captures the medical, physical, and emotional transformation brought on by this radical diet and lifestyle change. We witness moments of struggle, support, and hope as what is revealed with startling clarity is that diet can reverse disease and change lives. That is, diet can reverse disease and change lives. The film highlights each of the six before they began the program, and we first meet them in their home environment with their families. Each participant speaks candidly about their struggle to manage their diabetes and how it was affected every aspect of their life, from work to home to their relationships. Check out this documentary. Now, of course, there are some myths out there. I want to touch on that. Diabetes is not a serious disease. That is a myth. As I said, there are people that die from this disease, and it is very much affecting households throughout the country. Diabetes causes more deaths a year than breast cancer and AIDS combined. 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. That is what happened to my friend today. Well, not today, but my friend that I'm giving homage to. Diabetic coma, and his heart failed. If you are overweight or obese, you eventually develop type 2 diabetes. That is a myth. Being overweight is a risk factor for developing this disease, but other factors such as family history, ethnicity, and age has played a role. And they only play a role because of family and their lifestyle. If you're African-American and your lifestyle is eating fried food, processed food, if you're Asian or Latino and your ethnicity promotes eating processed foods, then of course it's going to play a role. You're going to have, as a sickly body, you can only reproduce sickly children. Fact. Think about that. Sometimes we don't want to have no accountability, but if you are a sickly individual, and I don't mean sickly in a negative way, but I mean sickly in a way that your body is not functioning as it should because you're not feeding it the right food that you're supposed to be feeding it, and there are some breakdowns that take place that you might not be aware of because it takes a long period of time for it to manifest itself. This is called chronic illness. Well, if you have a child during that time period while your body is breaking down and sickly, then don't be surprised that your child has some sicknesses. They want to call it genes. I just call it, you got a dent in your pan and you trying to produce a cake without a dent. It's kind of hard to do that if you got a dent in your cake pan. Myth: eating too much sugar causes diabetes. Well, they say the answer is not so simple. Type 1 diabetes is caused by, they say, genetics and unknown factors that trigger onset diabetes. Type 2 is caused by genetics and lifestyle factor. I'm going to toss that one out. Because, I would say that sugar, sometimes people look at fruit and they say, oh, that's too much sugar, you can't eat fruit. Sugar from fruit is good fruit or good sugar. And then, therefore, those things are only provide added benefit for the human body. But processed sugar, definitely a bad thing. Regular soda, fruit punch, fruit drinks, energy drinks, sports drinks, sweet tea, and other sugary drinks will assist your pancreas in failing. They say myth, people with diabetes should eat special diabetic food. Well, the fact is that a healthy meal plan for people with diabetes is generally the same as a healthy diet for anyone. So if you understand that, if you're eating with health in mind to gain vitality and longevity, then you're going to eat certain foods to be able to maintain that type of lifestyle. Myth, if you have diabetes, you should only eat small amount of starchy foods such as bread, potatoes, and pasta. Well, starchy foods, they're saying, can be a part of a healthy meal plan. Portion size is important. Whole grains, as they made mention of, the bread, cereals, and pastas, rice, and starchy vegetables, and like potatoes, yams, and peas, and corn, to be included in your meal or snack. I say no, X, nay, all that. No need to do peas, potatoes, and yams. You want to be careful about how much of that you do. The starchy vegetation, they are root vegetation. The sun don't shine on it, the water don't fall on it, and it don't breathe clean, fresh air because it does not grow above the ground. So be careful that anything that is a process, a white flour, I would say ex-nay that too from the diet. Myth, people with diabetes can eat sweets or can't eat sweets or chocolate. You know, that's not true. There are a lot of things that they can eat. If you eat it part of a healthy meal plan or combine it with exercise, that doesn't mean, though, that you eat and you eat sweets and you exercise to burn it off. That's so backwards. There are a lot of foods. Learning how to cook and learning how to use food to be able to satisfy your taste bud is so important. You got to get in the kitchen. And you be able to create numerous dishes that has natural sugars that the body will definitely utilize that will not affect your diabetes. Myth, you can catch diabetes from someone else. I hope no one ever believed that, because that is not true. People with diabetes are more likely to get colds and other illnesses. You may not be more likely to get colds or other illnesses. However, people with diabetes are advised to get flu shots. Wow. See what I'm saying about, you get a website that gives you some, you know, some good information, and then it gives you some lame information. Diabetic person get flu shots. For real? No. No, I wouldn't suggest that. But once again, I'm not your doctor. I'm not trying to be your doctor. But I think that's crazy to get a flu shot, period, especially if you know what the flu shot is all about. That's another subject in itself. But I like to stick on health and fitness, you know, but look up some of this information. Myth, if you have type 2 diabetes, your doctor says you need to start using insulin, it means you're failing to take care of your diabetes properly. Yeah, I think I have to stop reading information from this article anymore, because if the doctor's trying to give you insulin, that means, and you started with type 2 diabetes, that means he didn't know what he was doing. Or you were not doing what you were supposed to, because as we've been talking about, diabetes can be cured in a matter of months, weeks, even days. You can start to feel the reversed effects of it. Last myth, since this is the last one that I found here. Fruit is healthy food, therefore it's okay to eat as much of it as you wish. They want to say that fruit is a healthy food. That's a fact. But they want to say it contains fiber and lots of vitamins and minerals. Because fruit contains carbohydrates, they need to be included in your meal plan. Talk to your dietitian about the amount, frequency, and type of fruits you need to eat. That may be true, you know, because certain fruits do rise to sugar levels. So you definitely want to be clear about which ones you should eat plenty of and which one you should eat a small amount of. I have this one last bit of information. And the only reason why I want to make mention of this, because I was so disappointed to find that this kind of information was out here. They had this site that says 10 top diabetes superfoods. Now, I already talked about what is considered to be a superfood, things above the ground with the seed in it. The 10 top diabetes superfood. This website says beans was number one. No, I can't co-sign to that at all. Leafy vegetables, dark leafy vegetables, number two, I agree. Citrus fruits, number three, I agree. Sweet potatoes, number four, root vegetation, I can't co-sign with that. Number five, berries, I agree. Number six, tomatoes, you got to have organic, and I only suggest plum and cherry. Seven, fish high in omega-3 fatty acids. In healing the body, I would never suggest eating a dead carcass. If you're trying to heal your body, eating a dead animal, whether it's a fish, a fowl, or a beast of any sort, if that animal can have babies, I do not suggest that you eat that as a source to heal the body. So I can't co-sign with that. Whole grains. They say barley, oatmeal, bread, well, you know, this is the thing about whole grains. You see this label on the foods, and people think they're making a good choice. There are alkaline grains that I definitely suggest, such as quinoa, spelt, teff. What else? Millet, you can probably throw in there. And amaranth, you can throw in there too. These are grains that you should be seeking. You can get them in pastas. You can get them as regular grain. Quinoa is making a comeback. You can get them in regular grains. You want to get good quality grains. Nuts. Yes, but I only suggest almond and walnuts. And number 10, they said fat-free milk and yogurt. No. You cannot heal the body by eating cow mucus. Cannot heal the body by eating or drinking a fluid that was made for calves only. No other human or no other mammal continue to drink breast milk past baby stages but us humans. No other mammal drink breast milk of another mammal but us humans. So whoever came up with the idea that milk is a superfood is insane. I hope some of this information was very beneficial. And if you have any comments or questions, you know, you can hit me up at talkwire@sherwoodagrant.com. You can connect with me on Facebook at Sherwood A. Grant. You can reach me as a friend, or you can like my Simple and Good page on Facebook. You can link with me on LinkedIn. You can check out my website at SherwoodAGrant.com. And like I say, if you want to send me an email, it's talkwire@SherwoodAGrant.com. I really do appreciate your time. I apologize. I ran over my hour, but there was some information I really felt I need to get out. And I want to send my condolences to the Lewis family. And Larry was a really, really great guy. And I will miss him. I will appreciate everything he has done because he has truly motivated me to stay connected with our alumni at Steinmetz. So I'm about to go and enjoy some of the festivities with that alumni. Once again, I appreciate you and your time taking out to listen to the What You Got to Lose talk show.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose. Tell me.
Standing up or sitting down, if your feet are on the ground, what you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Think about it.
As you live from day to day, the choices are yours to make. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Come on now.
Keep your head up to the sky. Can you dig it?
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Say that one time.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Can you tell me?